it's time for Half Hour to Health.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like a new bit of wood. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and joining me this morning, Dr. Barry Taylor from New England Family Health Center in Weston, Massachusetts, also author of Love Your Body and the founder of the Love Your Body program. And we're going to be talking about that this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Steph.
So glad to have you on the show again. Your Love Your Body program was founded in 1981. Over 15,000 people have participated in it. Tell us a little bit about what the program is and how people can participate now from around the world.
Mm. Well, my roots going back into the early 70s was one path to health is about detoxing. You know, the outer world's polluted and preservatives and additives and people taking recreational drugs, people taking drugs that are important for infections. And the body has a burden of sometimes not getting all of those toxins out. So I did a lot of detoxing with a medical doctor in the early, mid-70s before I went to medical school. And then when I graduated medical school and I came back and opened up the New England Family Health Center in Boston in 1981, wow, long time ago, I put together an educational program for people to come together and explore, like, what's the difference between a group and a team? And I had a lot of training and was interested in bring people together to form a team, and what would it be like if a team of people went through a detox together? So its roots were that it was originally for my clients, and then as it became more and more successful in the early, mid-80s, people said, hey, I don't know if somebody wants to work with you individually to evaluate their vitamins and minerals and do my naturopathic services, but boy, they'd really love your program. So I opened it up to people who were not my clients. And it's a 21-day program, and as it became more and more successful, people did a second, third, fourth, fifth, tenth time, and that was empowering, and that was surprising, and that was a wonderful affirmation of what a gift it was for people's lives. And then in the last year, I've made it into an online webinar so that people can do it from all over the country.
That's excellent. So if someone were thinking about doing a cleanse, what would they need to ask themselves to know if they're ready?
If they're ready. Well, you know, some of the things that you and I see in terms of clients, people who come to see us for services, whether they come to see you as a really gifted, talented chiropractor, or they see somebody like me as a naturopath, it might be because they had an accident. That's possible, yeah. You know, something happened. Whether it was a slip or a fall or they hit themselves. And for some people, you know, they need your services as a chiropractor or mine as a naturopath, not because of some physical injury, but it actually has something to do with the way they've been eating for years. And they still could get a lot of benefit from your chiropractic services. So the world of detoxing in terms of the air being polluted and the waters being polluted and is our body. There's a paradigm. It's one of the chapters in my book that you kindly recommended people know about, the Love Your Body book, is that people might have headaches. People might have bad skin. People might have allergies. People might have pain that's not getting better, even though they're doing a lot of good things, more than just popping a pill to get their pain to go away. So in terms of indicators of, wow, I get really tired, well, people could be tired because they're toxic. You know, allergies could be put in a model. You and I did a radio show on allergies, that allergies could be a sign of people being toxic. All sorts of digestive concerns. So in terms of people being ready, your question, it might be for people to ask, you know, how well is my body working? Do I tolerate my skin being really dry or breaking out? Do I tolerate bad breath? Do I tolerate headaches? I mean, there's a whole host of things that could be indicators that somebody's body is not processing what they're eating over years. They could be related to their lungs or their liver or their kidney or their skin. or their colon. In terms of them being psychologically ready, that's a whole other issue.
Isn't it, though?
You know, then we got testimonials, and then you've got, you know, call me and, you know, email me and, you know, let's get you hooked up with somebody else who had asthma and their symptoms got better, or somebody else who had eczema, or somebody else who had migraines, or somebody else who were just tired all the time. And after a 3-week cleanse, wow, they have 50% more energy, or somebody whose sleep got so much better. So, you know, getting ready for something like a cleanse, especially a cleanse like a Love Your Body program, which is not one-dimensional. It's so much more than just changing what one's eating for 3 weeks. And there are different food options in a Love Your Body program, so people don't have to fast. They don't have to eat very strictly. But the idea of getting ready, good question. I'd say when somebody's ready to wanting to give themselves a gift of not tolerating what they now have come to see as normal.
Mm.
So that somebody would say, I'm ready for something and I'll trust this guy. Or let me read his book first. Or let me call him and see if he's got somebody with depression or something, anxiety, or somebody who's got something like what I've got. And can I speak to them or can I email them? And I think that getting ready is a great question. We all have an amazing ability to tolerate pain. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's not pain, but it's discomfort. Or it's not pain or discomfort because I'm so overeating or I'm so overworking or I'm so overexercising, you know, or I've got to meditate or something. You know, we all come to cope in different ways. So I tell a lot of jokes in Love Your Body programs. I do everything I can to make it fun and really invite people to explore an adventure of reconnecting with their own capacity to heal. So I make a distinction between inspiration and motivation. So I love to inspire, get people in spirit. Motivation is more of an ego term. I'm not big on motivating people that much, but I am huge in inspiring people to consider possibilities that they might not have considered. And then if you're not ready, you might want to do it anyway.
That is great advice when it comes to cleansing, because sometimes I feel like people, and myself included, are overwhelmed at the idea of making a commitment to change the way they're eating, which could be drastically if one chooses, for 21 days. 3 weeks seems like a really long time when you say, gee, I'm not going to have my coffee, or I'm not going to have my sugar or my chocolate or my donut or whatever habit is that feeds us. So 3 weeks sounds like a big commitment. But
and for that reason, Dr. Steph, I've designed the program where people make commitments week by week, not day by day. It's not like waking up, oh, should I have my coffee or have my sugar today? It's also possible that people do the program in stages. So if somebody were eating a lot of bread and a lot of meat and a lot of sugar and a lot of coffee, they might say, hey, you know, the first week I think I won't eat any red meat and I won't have any bread, but I will have my sugar and my coffee for this first week. Let yourself get inspired by the videos. The program now is an online program. You and I have discussed the possibility about doing a live program, which is what I did for 30 plus years. And they're always great to do them live, but it's also pretty easy and very effective to do it from your home. The webinars are about an hour and 15 minutes to an hour and a half, one night a week for four sessions, which is a 21-day program. So you're right, you know, for, quote, a normal person, maybe who's never done a cleanse, or they've done a cleanse for 2 or 3 days, or let's say somebody's never done a cleanse, you know, but somebody told them, you know, then they don't have to think about giving up everything and then tomorrow we're only going to eat vegetables. You know, there are ways. I have tons and tons of handouts when you sign up and register for the program that you download off the computer that I used to hand out live, and now they're all, you know, in a library. So it's a good point. And through humor, through information, through short 3-minute, 6-7-minute videos on different subjects, my job is to keep people inspired, informed, and keep opening doors for them, because I think your point's correct. It can be very overwhelming. And unless you've really spoken to somebody who's done a Love Your Body program, where you know, I have 15,000 people. It's a pretty good sample. You know, where somebody could say, you know, my asthma got 75% better. You know, I think now I can be ready to start to look at reducing my medications or my eczema or my migraines or my colitis, or people don't have a named disease, you know, but you and I know that people tolerate a lot as normal. So your point is right on target. How can I invite people to consider a partnership with me and participate in the program, and make it okay that they might feel a little overwhelmed, and then me chunk it down for them in small steps so that 3 weeks later, they're really in a very different place.
But do you find that the people that are participating in the webinar get to know one another, the other participants, and do they serve as teammates for each other and support each other through those changes?
Everybody who goes through the program, Dr. Steph, has a buddy. So you never go through the program alone. You can't say, I don't want a buddy. Sorry. So everybody speaks to someone else for a minimum of 5 to 10 minutes every day about how they're doing and what your goals are. When I lead the webinars, there's time for me to speak, kind of like you and I are speaking. People have watched videos before the first webinar and then different set of videos before the second, a different set of webinar videos before the third webinar. And then in most, because every program is actually a little different depending on the people who are in it, I have certain very specific goals that I am accomplishing in the first, second, third, fourth webinar over 21 days. And I can press a button. Oh my God, the magic of the internet on a Zoom platform, which is really easy to download. I send people a link. And then maybe 10, 15 minutes into any one webinar, I can say, okay, I'm going to put you in groups of threes. And while this is not group psychotherapy, there is a certain kind of intimacy. There's a certain amount of camaraderie. Remember a few moments ago, I talked about there's a power of moving people in a dynamic from a group of people, like sitting in a class, to a team. The dynamics interacting as a team of people where we're all oriented, not just to feel better generally or have more energy generally, that's fine, but there's some, I'm open to access that capacity that I have as a human being to heal. There is some amazing interactions, even online. I remember 35, 6, 7 years, I've done it in person, and people would tell me, because there are so many people a year, 2, 3 years later who did it a second time, and then there are people who want to do it immediately again. You know, I keep in touch with my buddy. I speak to my buddy once a week. I speak to my buddy. I mean, we go out for tea. Now, certainly not, it's not true for everyone, but there is a certain connection, like we've all gone through this together. We've kind of all gone through some adventure where Dr. Taylor used his humor, used his naturopathic training to inform us and guide us and support us. Right now there's an ongoing Facebook group after you do the program that people stay connected, and I'm always posting different tidbits and facts and articles for people to connect to.
Excellent. Well, if you're just tuning in, we're here on Half Hour to Health with Dr. Barry Taylor. He's the naturopath at the New England Family Health Center and author of Love Your Body and founder of the Love Your Body program. We've got to take a break, but we will be right back here on Half Hour to Health.